Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting second, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third, the catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Hawk Taylor. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Jim Rayhart. Batting second, the center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting third, the right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth, the catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ron Herbel. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Herbel. And now, play ball. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Alou moves to second. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harkness moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Cepeda steals second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cepeda moves to third. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cepeda scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. There goes Smith. The throw from Haller to second, and Smith is out. 2 outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Smith now playing first base. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. 1 out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hiller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher strikes out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey is called out on strikes. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Haller moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christopher is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman pinch hits for Jack Fisher. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Amado Samuel pinch runs for George Altman. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cannell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is 0 for 2 in the game. Herbel strikes out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 3 in the game. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Willie Mays now playing center field. Matty Alou now playing left field. John Stevenson pinch hits for Roy. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt pinch hits for Dick Smith. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 1, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.